Starting a trucking business. Hello, future entrepreneurs. Today, we will be taking you through the critical steps to form your own startup in the commercial trucking industry. But first, please like this video, press the subscribe button, and ring the notification bell so you can stay updated about crucial trucking topics that can help you stay in compliance. Now, let's start with some interesting facts. According to a recent study, over 70% of all the freight tonnage moved in the U.S. is carried by trucks. It's an industry worth around $700 billion, with more than 3.5 million truck drivers employed. These numbers indicate a vibrant and crucial industry, which means there's plenty of opportunities for startups. Your first step is to develop a business plan. This is your roadmap, outlining your business goals, target market, competition analysis, and financial projections. It is crucial to have a comprehensive plan in place as it helps you stay on track and can be essential when securing financing for your business. Next, you should determine your niche. Commercial trucking is broad. It includes everything from local delivery services to long-haul trucking. You could specialize in refrigerated transportation, hazardous materials, or flatbed loads. Each of these sectors has its own requirements and challenges, so it's crucial to identify where your interests and capabilities lie. Once you've identified your niche, it's time to take care of the legal requirements. This involves incorporating your business, obtaining a federal DCOT number and motor carrier authority number, which are legally required to operate a trucking company in the U.S. Additionally, you'll need to ensure you're compliant with safety regulations and insurance requirements. Our third-party organization is standing by to provide you with all trucking registration, including a DOT number and MC number. Next, you'll need equipment, the trucks themselves. Depending on your financial situation, you may choose to buy or lease. Remember, the kind of trucking operation you plan to run will influence the types of trucks you need. Each option, buying or leasing, has its pros and cons, so it's crucial to consider these carefully. Now we move on to one of the most critical aspects, hiring drivers. Drivers are the heart of any trucking company. When hiring, consider both their professional qualifications and their personal demeanor. With your drivers and trucks ready, it's time to market your services and acquire customers. Build a professional website, network with potential clients, and consider leveraging freight brokers, especially in your early stages. Remember, without customers, you don't have a business. So this step is key to get your trucks on the road and revenue coming in. Finally, it's about managing your business. This includes everything from maintaining your fleet and ensuring compliance with regulations to managing your finances and ensuring customer satisfaction. As your company grows, you might also consider investing in fleet management software to streamline your operations. Remember, starting a trucking business can be a lucrative venture if you're dedicated, organized, and ready to take on the challenges of the industry. If your new trucking company is in need of any type of state or federal registration, our organization provides it. Please visit fmcsaregistration.com. Or you can give us a call. The number is 866-477-0707. Also, what is your opinion about the steps of starting a trucking business? Is there a certain step that you have questions about? Please leave a comment below and let us know what you think. Do not forget to like this video, hit the subscribe button, and ring the notification bell so you can stay in the loop about important information designed to benefit drivers and trucking companies.